The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. May 1940, the Spitfire Fund was launched. Spitfires were priced at a theoretical cost of £5,000. That's a sum that bore little resemblance to the actual cost, probably around 12 grand. But it was a nice number and seemed attainable by the public, who were encouraged to raise the funds to buy a plane. The idea took off like a fox before the hunt, and funds poured in with donations ranging from pennies taken from children's pocket money to hundreds of pounds from formal fundraising initiatives. Ultimately, around 13 million quid was raised. That's about £650 million in today's money. The Spitfire funds were a home front phenomenon. The aircraft and the idea of buying one seemed to hit the national psyche. Britain wanted to believe in something. And the Spitfire, that combination of beauty and power, was the great saviour. Within a short time, collection funds were set up all over the country, with councils, churches, voluntary organisations, schools and businesses all making an effort to collect the very small charitable pound for their Spitfire fund. The Spitfire, protecting London during the Battle of Britain, fired the public's imagination further, and it became a matter of national pride to have a Spitfire named after your fund. Not only was the entire plane given a nominal value, but so too were the components, and people were encouraged to buy a piece if they couldn't buy the entire plane. Thus, wings were valued at £2,000, a gun at £200, one spark plug for the magnificent sum of 8 shillings, and every rivet counted at sixpence per rivet. The Manx community, in all its glory at the time, bought two Spitfire. A Mark IIA, P7966, was one of the first to carry Wing Commander Douglas Bader's initials on the fuselage. It was a presentation Spitfire paid for with money given by the Manx public and wore the legend Manxman in 4-inch letters below the cockpit. It was built at Vickers Armstrong Castle Bromwich factory and delivered to 45 maintenance unit on the 24th of February 1941. It was issued to 616 Squadron as part of the Tangmere Wing on the 23rd of March of the same year, where it was flown by Wing Commander Douglas Bader up to July of 1941. The aircraft, by the way, that Douglas Bader bailed out of over France in August 1941 was a different one altogether. Another presentation Spitfire, which was paid for with money raised by the Manx community, was a Mark 1A, R7131. The name applied to this aircraft hasn't been confirmed. It's variously recorded as Presentation Isle of Man and North Barrule. So you see, the world's most iconic fighter aircraft, the Isle of Man and its people, are inextricably linked. You can pick up a restored Spit in flying condition these days for as little as £1.5 million, which is cheap for an appreciating classic. From your donations of chocolate money, Monopoly money, and bagfuls of cash in strange denominations from all over the world, the Chris Williams Spitfire Fund has so far raised £5.48. So we're well on the way to purchasing one for the Isle of Man. Or maybe the Manx government would like to provide the funds. We could base it at Ronald's Way, fly it around at air shows across Britain, and then flog it after a few years for a massive profit. It's a much safer investment than any Sefton or Film Commission deal.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.